Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Faith Lapidus. This week, we play some older music recorded by newer bands. We also report on old news. But first, some Muslims in America tell us how they are observing Ramadan this summer. Muslims around the world have been fasting for 3 weeks. They are not permitted to eat or drink anything in daylight hours during the month of Ramadan. This year, the observance falls during summer in Earth's northern hemisphere. In the United States, the fasting day is long and the weather can be hot. Barbara Klein tells how some American Muslims are dealing with this.
14-year-old Malik Naboos enjoys playing basketball with relatives during the summer, although they are all fasting. Malik says they make some compromises to have fun.
It's not that hard. Sometimes, like, you can't play for that long. Like, you want to play for, like, an hour or so.
His cousin, Adib Bayou, agrees. Adib also plays on an organized sports team. He says that activity is more competitive and intense. So he chooses to break his fast during games, like many other Muslim athletes.
Most challenging part, probably staying hydrated and not being able to drink water.
His sister, Sabrine, finds it easier to fast in the summer. Why? No school.
I actually like it better because we don't have to wake up as early, and the days, they might be longer, but you can sleep in till, like, really late in the afternoon.
Sabrine has a summer job at a local restaurant. She has to be around other people who are eating and drinking while she is fasting.
It's a little tough as, like, a person who serves food and drinks to people. It's, like, hard watching them, but I kind of try not to think about it.
15-year-old Siraj Jerby says many of his non-Muslim friends wonder how he is able to keep the fast.
In the very beginning, they'd be, like, in shock, like, how do you stay without water the whole day? And they're very supportive. Like, sometimes they're, like, too shy to eat in front of me.
Siraj and his friends say they might feel hungry, thirsty, and tired at times while fasting. But they say they understand why they're doing it.
You start being closer to your religion, closer to God. And second of all, you remember the poor and people suffering. Like, we're only staying throughout the day. People are not going to sleep hungry.
Not eating for the whole day, you, like, realize, like, you don't actually need the stuff that you put in your mouth all the time.
Islam does not require young children to fast during Ramadan, but 9-year-old Noreen Naboos is fasting this year for the second time.
I wanted to fast because I wanted to see what it felt like with my mom and my dad and them all fasting. Like, I didn't know how it felt.
Wafa El-Mahajoub is Noreen's mother. She says she and Noreen's father told her she could try avoiding food and drinks half a day because the day is long. But she says Noreen was firm about fasting the whole day. Ms. El-Mahajoub is happy that her daughter is joining in the tradition. She says she gets pleasure out of doing commonplace things, like cooking, during this special time. Everything slows down.
During the, I think, the regular day, or not the Ramadan day, usually I'd like you to prepare your food, like, in a rush and hurry to finish just one dish. But for Ramadan, it's like, you know, it's different because you're taking your time. Actually, it's the time that when I call my sisters overseas and ask them for more recipes and try new things, it's really enjoyable.
Wafa El-Mahajoub says Ramadan is the best time of year for family members to reconnect.
I'll take the keys in the meeting. How about that?
Yeah.
Nettie, you're not coming.
VOA's Christopher Cruz has been receiving an unusual newspaper in the mail. There recently was a story about the sinking of the passenger ship Titanic, and another on Thomas Edison and the electric light he invented. Other stories tell about Russian claims to Alaska, and how British leader Winston Churchill expects trouble from Nazi Germany. As Chris tells us, these stories are from what another newspaper has called perhaps the most peculiar newspaper in the United States.
The newspaper is called simply Old News. One critic said it provides nuggets of old news from every corner of Western civilization, changing historical events into great stories of remarkable people. Another critic said you might feel as though you've stepped back in time. Old News reports on events from the 1930s back to about 400 years before the start of Christianity. Rick Bromer and his parents began publishing the newspaper in 1989. Now, he and three other people write many of the stories.
Been doing it for a long time. The basic idea is we're trying to make history entertaining. We try to tell a story about a particular character in history, and we try to structure it like a short story. We don't fictionalize, and we don't use the usual devices of fiction, but we start with one character who's got a goal he's trying to reach, and there are difficulties. And the story is all about his attempts to overcome those difficulties. And when he does overcome them and succeeds, or if he fails, that's the end of the story.
A subscription to Old News costs $17 a year in the United States. About 10 years ago, over 33,000 subscribers were receiving the newspaper. But like other papers, Old News has been affected by the Internet. The readership has dropped to about 23,000, all of them in the United States. Mr. Bromer says another reason for the drop is a reduction in the number of issues produced. He now publishes 6 times a year, down from a high of 11. Mr. Bromer says his readers are history lovers and teachers, including his daughter, who uses the paper in her classes. The publication is now available on the Internet. Some of the stories were recorded and can be purchased online. Here is sound from one of them, a story about Amelia Earhart from Audible.com.
The next morning, June 17th, weather conditions look promising. Earhart awakened Bill Stultz and Lou Gordon, who were suffering from bad hangovers. She spent several hours plying them with black coffee. Then they boarded the Friendship. With Stultz at the controls, they tried to take off for Britain. Slowed by rough water, the aircraft refused to rise.
That is The Chain by the band Fleetwood Mac. The song was on the band's 1977 record album, Rumors, the 8th highest selling album of all time. Fleetwood Mac formed about 45 years ago and is still performing today. The group had numerous hit songs that have influenced many musicians. Now, some of them have joined together and recorded a CD called Just Tell Me That You Want Me, a tribute to Fleetwood Mac.
Rhiannon rings like a bell through the night, and wouldn't you love to love her? Takes to the sky like a bird in flight, and
that is Best Coast performing Rhiannon, a 1976 Fleetwood Mac release. Stevie Nicks wrote and sang the original version. An indie group from Canada also performs on Just Tell Me That You Want Me. The New Pornographers play a song from the Fleetwood Mac double album, Tusk. Here is Think About Me.
All it took was a special look, and I felt I knew you before. Didn't mean to love you, didn't think it would work out.
Gypsy is from Fleetwood Mac's 13th studio album, Mirage. Stevie Nicks has said the song is partly about her life before joining Fleetwood Mac. Back then, she had little money and few possessions, yet she found a certain beauty in that.
So I'm bad to the velvet, but underground.
Gardens and Villa is a five-member band from Santa Barbara, California. We leave you with their version of Gypsy.
And it all comes down to you. Well, you know that it does. Well, lightning strikes. Maybe once, or maybe twice.
I'm Faith Lapidus. This program was written by Christopher Cruz and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. Faiza El-Masri provided additional reporting. Go to voaspecialenglish.com to find transcripts and MP3s of our programs and to post comments on our relationship advice blog. If you want to ask our audience for advice, write to Mosaic at voanews.com. Type relationship in the subject line. We won't publish your name, but please include your age, gender, and country. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
In a memory, so that it's left to you now.